Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here with Ryan.
Hey, what's going on?
We're at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Niagara Falls. We're about to do, in a couple hours, our first annual Geek Fest trivia night.
Yes, man. Kind of nervous and excited at the same time.
I'm psyched. I'm doing the hosting tonight, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh, you'll do fine, man.
I appreciate that. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to kind of do, I guess, a diary of the events of tonight.
For sure. Get the people's reactions, if they're having a good time, which, of course, they will. Get some pictures, photo ops with Jace Wars, Vader.
Yeah, you'll be doing some camera work tonight yourself,
yep.
Which is awesome.
Can't wait for that. And yes, I have a backup battery. Make sure I'm
excellent.
Prepared.
Excellent. It's a nice hall for the
trivia. Yeah, it is.
As well.
It's the first time, second time I've been here, I think. And it's incredible. Like, I mean,
decent sized kitchen.
Oh, yeah. So it's definitely going to be good times.
Place is looking good.
Yes.
Tables are set up. Aaron from Jace Ward is here helping us set up.
And even got our banner. We got the geek.
Yeah, the banner's up. Chips.
Oh, yeah.
Chips on the table.
And cheesies.
And cheesies.
Can't forget the cheesies.
So we're excited to see what the turnout's like tonight.
For sure.
And as the evening progresses, we'll record some more reactions from us. We got the geek gang. As well as some of the people that come in to do the trivia. We'll
for
get
sure.
their opinions. And we're going to have a cosplay contest as well.
Yeah, but we'll be fun actually for that.
Yeah.
And the prizes for that, it's going to be interesting, whoever gets top prize.
Yeah, we were lucky enough that Chris from the Niagara Falls Comic Con donated some tickets for us. So we appreciate that.
Definitely. Definitely good times. And, I mean, the contest itself, because I know we're going to take a break after we do some of the trivia.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the contest, so...
Yeah, and we got a great dinner planned tonight, too.
For sure.
Pizza and pulled pork.
A good combination right there.
Homemade salads as well.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear in the background Darren's running around getting the cooking ready.
Yes.
So we'll be back later on to get some opinions from everybody, and we'll be back to talk. We're excited. So hopefully you'll listen to the diary of today's events, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
All right, This is Jaesu again, and I'm in the kitchen area of the Knights of Columbus Hall with one of the founders of the We Got the Geek Trivia Night, Alex.
Hi!
Hi, so are you excited and stoked for tonight's event?
I am. I'm a little nervous. I've heard you saying you're a little nervous as well, but it should be really exciting, and the food should be excellent.
Yeah, you've got some good food in the works, pulled pork.
Pulled pork. We got Darren's famous homemade pizza, homemade coleslaw to go with the pulled pork. We've got taco salad, and that's about it, really. So
Cupcakes.
We got to eat cupcakes.
Yes, so I'm excited. We're about 3 hours away from the main event.
I still got to get ready.
Oh, yeah. Will you be cosplaying tonight?
No, I really wanted to cosplay so desperately, but I'm not going to, although I will be doing some makeup and some hair. Maybe go a little 80s.
Nice, that's cool. I'm wearing my cheap Doctor Who costume.
I love your cheap Doctor Who costume.
Oh, thank you. So we're expecting a pretty good turnout. Jace Wars is here already, and they're setting up. And,
fantastic charity as well. I'm really glad that they're here for the first ever Geek Fest trivia.
Oh, I've said this before. I will help them anytime they need our help. I'm honored that they wanted to come out and help us tonight.
Yeah, great people. Great people, great cause.
Great people. And Ryan and I were mentioning we got some great prizes tonight.
Amazing prizes, mostly comics. They were very generous. Hooters, I mean, hey.
Hooters came out of nowhere and offered us $100 worth of wings.
And the Stewarts, they put it out. They got everything together, and they got some really cool stuff together, so.
Yeah, definitely. And Ryan and I have already mentioned this, but big thanks to Chris from the Niagara Falls Comic Con for donating us some tickets for our cosplay contest.
That was awesome, and it's really nice to be able to get some support from people inside the Niagara region to keep the Niagara region together, so it's great.
Yeah, we all got to stick together here in the geek community.
We do have to stick together in the geek community.
Cool. So we'll be talking to you as the evening progresses, and we'll talk to Kath and Darren and some of the people that come in to take part in the trivia contest.
I'm sure it'll be a good evening, so I look forward to seeing how it's going to turn out.
All right, we'll talk to you a bit later then.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to get a kid's perspective of tonight's events. I'm here with my daughter, Diana. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
So are you excited for tonight?
Yes.
And what is your job going to be tonight at
Bartender.
The festival?
Bartender.
Bartender?
Yes.
But we should mention, it's not alcohol, it's just water and pop.
Yes.
And you've made some posters up as well?
Yes.
What are you most excited about tonight?
Be having a job.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you excited to see people in costume?
Yes.
Maybe some trivia?
Yes.
And you've come up with some of the trivia, so thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Think you're going to have a good time?
Yes.
Cool. And you're looking forward to the food as well?
Yes.
And good prizes?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Thanks for helping us out tonight.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and I'm happy to be standing here talking to our good friend Aaron from Jace Wars. Hey, man.
How's it going?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
We really appreciate that you're doing this for us today.
You guys have always been helpful to us, and anything we can do in return, we'll do it.
Well, it's been great getting to know you over the last year, and we'll come out and help you anytime you need
That's
to help,
awesome.
Man.
That's awesome.
So you've got a pretty big event coming up in June, I believe.
Yeah, June 28th will be Episode 2, Jace Wars. We're planning a little bit bigger than last year. We were able to raise about $5,000 last year, and we really had no idea what we were doing. And now that we have our feet wet, so to say, we can move forward, get bigger and better.
Well, it was a great event last year, too. We had a table there, and we had a good time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You guys are going to be coming back. We have the artists coming back, and we have a few vendors we added this year to give something for the kids.
Cool. Now, I know you're really busy, but where else are you going to be appearing in the future?
We are doing Free Comic Book Day next week at Pulp Comics. We're also doing a few things for Fun Expo, which is our other big show. Our friend Rob D'Onofrio, he runs that. And I think you guys are going to be there,
too. Yeah, we'll definitely be there.
So, you know, we'll have a little table there. But Jace Wars and Force United are really working hand-in-hand to just collect funds for local charities. So
definitely. It's a great charity, and we advise everyone, like, do what you can to help out. Like, definitely.
That's awesome.
So, changing the subject a little bit, obviously big Star Wars fan.
A little bit, yeah.
We were talking a little bit earlier about Episode 7 that's coming out.
Yes. Excitedly nervous, I guess I would be telling everybody.
So they haven't revealed too much other than it's 30 years after Return of the Jedi. Duh.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. They did announce yesterday that everything that's come is now doesn't count.
All right.
So the EU, they're not following anything. Which is good and bad, I guess.
Well, Chewie's still alive then.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor.
Yeah.
And he booked a few cons he had to cancel out of to do some filming. And I don't know too many roles he filmed, so.
Now, as a fan, what are you hoping to see? I almost wish they weren't bringing back the old cast. I'd kind of like to see their take on new characters.
You know what? I think the first film, I'd like to see the new cast pass it down. I don't want to just see a new cast. Yeah. I want to see the transition, I guess. And much more focused on the story as opposed to the effects. The effects are great, but in 20 years they're going to look bad anyway, right?
Definitely.
So I'd rather focus on the story that's timeless.
And I know Harrison Ford was vocal like 30 years ago that he wanted Han Solo to be killed off, so maybe we'll see that.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about everything. You know, just a little. If they do it right, great. You know, but it's definitely take care of these characters that we love. That's all.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. It'd even be nice to see Lando.
You know what? Hey, if we don't see him again after this movie, if they do the transition well, I'm fine with that. I just want to see. Don't give me something that's just popping out of nowhere. I want to see a good transition, I guess.
And what about the rumor that they might be doing solo movies? About the various characters.
I'm actually very excited about those. I'll be honest. I wouldn't mind seeing a Darth Vader movie. I wouldn't mind seeing a Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And you can definitely, you could still make them ominous, but given that, like, why are they so scary? We don't know. We don't haven't seen Vader do anything really, really bad, right?
I mean, yeah, not yet. Anyway.
Not yet, right? So I think it would be a great opportunity.
Oh, cool. Definitely. And we've already been talking about it. It's about a year and a half away, but definitely have you on to review that with us.
We are more than excited to do that, for sure. For sure. We'll be seeing it probably once or twice, for sure, the first night.
Oh, come on, Aaron. You know once or twice is
not enough.
No. We're talking the first day of release, and then
there you go, dude. I even saw Phantom Menace 3 times in the theater. So
yeah, and you know the problem with the prequels, and granted, a lot of people have their say, but you know you're telling a story backwards.
Yeah.
And no matter how good the story is, you're gonna lose something, right? So at least this way, we already have the advantage of coming next, right?
Yeah.
We're hopeful.
I'm holding out hope. Cool. Well, we'll have to have you on the show sometime then, even if it's not Star Wars related.
You know what? I'm more than willing. I'm not just a Star Wars geek, but a big DC fan, big comic fan. Marvel, I love it. So,
What comics are you reading these days?
Green Lantern, Batman, and, it's been Robin, but lately it's been Aquaman, whatever.
Yeah.
Big fan of Batman. All that stuff. Of course, the Star Wars comics, everything and anything.
Yeah, definitely following the series that's set between Star Wars and Empire and Jedi, I guess.
Yes. That's a great series.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. The only one I'm not liking is the Star Wars, the concept.
Oh, yeah.
Problem is, you know these characters, and then when you see Anakin as somebody else, you're like, huh?
Han as a lizard.
Yeah, it's just a little little weird. So, yeah, but other than that, yeah, the Batman comics are great. Great run.
Oh, definitely.
Not a big fan of the relaunch, unfortunately.
No, me neither. As time goes by, I'm missing the old continuity.
Yeah, and my favorite superhero is Nightwing.
Oh, so, you've heard about what they're doing to him, I guess.
Yeah, and
Secret Agent Grayson.
Yeah, not a big fan, but, you know... You gotta play out, right? These characters have been around for 75 years, so they gotta do something different. But bring Nightwing back, please. You know, I was scared when I saw the cover of Forever Evil, and I'm like,
yeah, not good.
Yeah, no. Kill anyone but Nightwing.
I used to feel the same way about Blue Beetle, and then they shot him in the head. Yeah. So, not good.
No. So there's a new Blue Beetle, right?
Yeah, there's a kid, I guess.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, if you're gonna kill a hero, kill it. Don't bring it back as version 2.
Now, this is probably a loaded question, but we do a geek survey once in a while, and one of the questions on it is, what is the geekiest item you own?
Wow, you know...
I'm imagining a bunch of Star Wars collectibles.
Yeah, there's a lot of geeky stuff. I got a lot of costume replicas, obviously.
Yeah.
I would say... we made a custom action figure of Jace. That would be a pretty geeky...
That's nice.
Geeky, but sentimental, right?
Yeah. So,
and I froze myself in Carbonite at Disney World.
Oh, that's cool.
I have an action figure of me in Carbonite, which is pretty geeky.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. I think that would be taking the list.
That would take the list, sir. Okay, well, we really appreciate everything you've done for us, and we're going to continue to help you guys. Boy. It's a fantastic charity.
It's awesome. Thank you.
And thanks for your time today, and we'll see how you do in the trivia contest as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's a few Star Wars questions I'll be able to
There's
help
a couple.
With. Okay.
There's a couple. We tried to have a nice mix of different shows and stuff. So
we'll do well on that. My wife, not so much, but hey, it's for a good cause, right?
Oh, definitely.
So, awesome.
All right, sir. Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, so the Trivia Fest has gotten underway. We just finished round one, and look who we have here. One of our favorite comic book panelists, Don Fraser's here.
That's me. Hey, how's it going, people?
So how do you think you did, round one?
Hopefully I won everything. Actually, there's a really good team they assembled, coincidentally. I work with one of them. He's a genius. I brought Katie along with me. Hopefully she knows a lot about 90210. So do you guys have any of those questions?
I don't think so.
Well, I'll just send her out to get me drinks. but yeah, like hopefully we did really well. I like the layout of this place too. You got a lot of people too. I'm impressed.
I can't believe it, to be honest. And huge kitchen in here too.
Yeah. And your drink person is magnificent at handing out the drinks.
Our little bartender, Disco Stew. There she is, by the way. Cool. I'm glad you could make it out, and we got to get you back on a comic book panel sooner or later.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes, I'm still reading them up. So. People tune in.
Cool.
I'm doing it.
Nice. Well, we appreciate you coming out, and maybe we'll get you in between rounds. Go eat some dinner now.
I will go eat some dinner. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. So I'm here with the Mostly Comics team, Kim and Bev. How you guys doing?
I'm stumped.
I'll give you a hint. Question number 10, when did Tron come out? We got that one wrong.
it's our first event. We'll get the gist of it someday. How do you guys think you did so far?
The table did great.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here nodding. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
We have a team and two cheerleaders, Beverly and Cheryl.
Nice, nice.
Cheryl doesn't know Doctor Who from Dr. Spock. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I wouldn't have known last year either, to be honest with you. Okay. Well, we're glad to have you out here. Round two is coming up soon after dinner.
Now I'm waiting for the easy questions.
Well, we tried to have the a blend of both. I'll be honest with you, I didn't come up with those computer questions. I know nothing about computers.
Okay, so Kath is the one we need to give the evil eye.
Kath and Darren and Alex. So.
I can tell a computer from a toaster oven 7 times out of 10. That's about as best as that's all I got.
You can blame me for the comic book questions, though.
I can thank you for the comic book questions.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, having a good time. Pulled pork is good, by the way.
Oh, great. I haven't had a chance to eat it, but we had Darren cook. And he's a pretty good cook, so that's why he's here.
That's why
I'm here, too. Nice. All right, well, cool. I'll let you guys eat then, and good luck with round two.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you in a bit. Thanks for coming out.
We haven't used our Oopsie stickers yet.
Nice. Because I do see some people have used them already, so they came in handy. I had no idea what an Oopsie sticker was before today. All right, thanks, guys. All right, so we're still on break from the first round, and we have with us the our very own host of the We Got the Geek Martial Arts Show. Jody is here.
Hi, guys.
He's helping out with the photography tonight, of which we appreciate it a lot, dude.
No problem. Glad to be here. Glad to help out. Good cause.
Very good. So what are your thoughts so far? How are we doing?
Doing great, man. Really good show. Lots of people turned out for it. We got some big tables today. Aside from some technical difficulties with your little slideshow, so everything's been good.
Oh, thanks, dude. And the Captain America review went over pretty good. We got to thank you for coming out for that.
Yeah, that was actually quite fun. So I'm glad it turned out.
Yeah, I listened back to it, and it was awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. Good times.
So are you still on for reviewing the X-Men when it comes out?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. For sure, nice. I'll be there on that one.
And maybe you and Ryan should get together and talk some more martial arts ideas?
Yeah, we were just discussing that a few minutes ago, actually. Looking at getting that back up and running again. So
that'd be awesome. You guys did some good shows. Balmer as well when he was involved.
Yeah,
he'll be back after June. So
okay, good to know.
Good to know. Yeah, we love those shows, man. We think you do a great job. I love listening to them.
Oh, that's good then. Hopefully others do as well, because we put a lot of research into it and trying to make it fun as best as we can, right?
All right, man. Well, we'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot for coming out and helping us out. Have some dinner.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
All right, this is Jay Stu, and we just finished the end of round two of the trivia. Kay Stu's tallying up the votes. I'm here with Alex, Darren, and Kath. How do you think it's going so far, Alex?
It's going very good, and I'm very hot and very tired, but it's delicious.
It's beyond my wildest expectations.
The turnout's been incredible. Everybody's been really happy. It's fantastic.
I had 3 hours sleep last night, and I don't feel the least bit tired, to be honest with you. That's how excited I am.
Well done.
Supper was great. Everyone seemed to like it.
Yes, it was excellent.
Well, thank you for that.
No problem.
Again, I've said it before, but thank you for suggesting this event.
That's what friends are for.
Seriously, we had other geek shows in the past, and I always joked with Kath, we should have our own convention. So I always wanted to have some sort of event, so
it's
I appreciate
a convention,
that.
But we've done a trivia.
Cool. Now, getting off topic a little bit here, you're going to come in for your first movie review, I guess.
Yes, I'm really excited because I've now been prepped to watch Wayne's World 1 and Wayne's World 2.
Yeah, you got very excited when we announced that's what we were doing.
It's awesome.
So we'll do that, and I'm sure we're going to have you in a comic book segment, too.
Yes, now that I've been reading a few more, but especially in June when a few things come out that I really want to read, I'll let you know.
Definitely, and you've read some stuff we can review as well. So I'm psyched. Cupcakes are out. Kath's put our We Got the Geek flag on the cupcakes.
Yes, they're very cute, and I hope everybody likes We Got the Geek.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. right, this is Jay Stu, and I'm here with our cosplay winner, Chelsea. How's it going?
Oh, good. Thank you.
So it's good to finally have you on the show. I know we've been wanting you on for a while, and we met at another geek event. So it's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's fun to be here.
And thank you for being our only cosplayer, but cool costume, though.
Oh, thank you. I worked pretty hard on this, so I was very excited. I hope to have had more competition, but I don't shy away from things gifted to me. So
nice. Well, it looks real good now. Because I guess I should throw in my geek card. Who were you dressed up as?
Lao Mirch from Katekyo Hitman Reborn.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm really glad you won the prize. I are you going to go to the Niagara Falls Comic Con?
100%. I'm going to book the day off tomorrow.
Oh, right on. Cool. So hopefully we'll see you there then. Would you ever consider coming on the show to review movies or comics or whatever?
Sure.
Cool, because it'd be awesome to have you on. And it was great of you to come out today. We appreciate that. I believe you got your team together as well, right?
Yep, I did.
So we appreciate that. Are we happy with tonight?
Yeah, actually, it was a lot of fun. Right about what I was expecting it to be.
Oh, great. We appreciate hearing that, and we appreciate that you came out, and congratulations on winning.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so we'll talk to you another time. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
All right, so it's the end of the evening. We're done the Geek Fest trivia. I'm here with K Stu and Ryan.
What's up?
And first of all, we want to say thank you to everyone that came out tonight. We
definitely
appreciate everything. I don't know. I think it over exceeded my expectations.
Oh, for sure.
It was a packed room.
Yeah, and actually, just with me taking the pictures around the rooms, just people were actually having an awesome time. Like. Lots of laughter.
Yeah, definitely. And we should give a shout-out to Mostly Comics, who won the trivia contest tonight. So congrats, guys. They won by 1 point. It was close.
That was close. It was between Pulps and Mostly.
Yeah, it was close. I had a fun time. It really was a great time.
Well, especially for our first event, like you said, this exceeded our expectations, like the good turnout, like good time all around. So here's hoping to many more of these events for We Got the Geek, guys.
People seem to like the food, too.
Yeah.
And,
that was good.
Yeah, people were complimenting us, which, you know, made me feel good. I was nervous about doing the hosting of the questions.
And like I said before, dude, you did well.
I appreciate that. And what else you guys want to say? Like, how'd you feel about the day, about the trivia?
I don't know about you, Kath, but I had a phenomenal time.
I was busy. Like I told Ryan, I felt like I was at a wedding, that I didn't stop. I didn't get to...
You were busy nonstop.
I didn't get to talk to anybody and kind of socialize. I talked to Cheryl for 3 minutes, maybe, at the bar. But I had a great time. Like, I can't wait to do the next one.
Yeah, I'm psyched.
No, I had a good time, especially having Aaron from Jace Wars. Like, props goes out for him for even giving us a hand with start and finish. So, much appreciated to you, Aaron.
Oh, and I'll help that guy anytime he needs help.
Any day,
for sure.
We will return the favor at the...
For Jace Wars
at the Jace Wars event in June.
You know, just another big shout-out to Mostly Comics for the donations they made today and for helping us sell the tickets. And to Pulp and Sketchbook as well for helping us sell the tickets. And kudos to Chris from Niagara Falls Comic Con for providing us
definitely.
Those tickets.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Appreciate that. And
I will say that Chris actually donated 2 tickets for our cosplay contest. And then when Darren picked up the tickets, he threw in another 2 tickets.
Yes.
So we threw those in one of the raffle baskets. That raffle basket had over 100 tickets in it. And a lot of people were saying they were just putting them in there because they wanted
the
Niagara Falls Comic-Con tickets.
Nice.
Like, it was a huge basket with, like, 1,000,000,001 action figures and stuff. Because those 2 tickets were in there, that's why people wanted it. So thank you so much, Chris. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we appreciate that. And thanks to our buddy Alfonso from Studio Comics for the donations as well, the 6 comics.
Yeah, when we were talking to him, I think, was it, not last week, a couple weeks, so he donated some, I think 4 or 5, you said?
6.
Six.
Yeah, so that was awesome of him. Thanks, Alfonso.
So fun. So, and a shout out to Matt, who was going to lend us his sound equipment today. But we got there and...
Well, you guys found out it had it built in, so we kind of...
Yeah.
Saved a trip.
So thanks, man, for volunteering to donate the sound equipment. We appreciate that. It was a very nice gesture of you. And who am I forgetting? Jody, man. Thanks for coming out to help us with the photographs. I can't talk. It's been a long day.
Oh, I also like to thank Hooters for donating.
Oh, like, amazing.
Their certificates for their wings.
So. 100 wings went to the winning team. I wish I was on that team because I love Hooters wings.
Oh, they're good wings, yeah.
So yeah, great on them. Yeah. The funny thing is, two people on that team are vegetarian, so they're really only splitting those 100 wings between six people.
Yeah.
I think Kim had said something about he was going to go ahead and take care of Cheryl's portion and Beth's portion.
Probably do it.
That's funny.
And thank you guys for all the help today, man. Brian did all the photos, did some photos with Jody.
Photographies.
And helped us sell stuff at the bar. And
yeah.
I'm going to shout out to Diana as well.
She did an awesome job today. Made sure to ask for everyone's for the ticket.
Yeah.
So.
She did great. She was having a good time because it was her first job. And if you're listening to this whole trivia podcast, you'll hear her earlier in the podcast talking about what she was looking forward to in the day, and that was having a job. So that was neat.
Well, she even said, I've heard her a couple times, she was having fun, so.
So, yeah. Oh, and
great.
I keep forgetting to give them a shout-out because I really didn't have any interaction with them, but the basement in Niagara Falls as well, the video game store, they helped us out with tickets as well.
Yep, and they had some of their customers were one of the tables, so... It was great to see, like, new phases. It wasn't just like,
well, like I said, it wasn't just
my friends are here to play trivia.
Exactly. Also, like, I guess, I apologize, I can't remember if you said, so Alex and Darren.
Yes.
For their awesome food stuff today.
Caterings.
Exactly.
And it was their idea to do a trivia night. Yes.
Well, they've been wanting to do a trivia night, just didn't, like, have the means type thing.
Yeah.
And then we had mentioned... Like, oh my god, it would be so much fun to have a geek night, and it just snowballed from there.
Well, if I recall, you now have converted Alex.
She's going to
get her own folder and everything.
She does read the comic books.
So thanks to Alex and Darren for today.
Are we forgetting anyone? I don't want to forget anybody. My mind is mush, though.
I know. I'm like, I can't even form a sentence.
We're all exhausted because you guys were up since 5 today. So
thanks to everybody who came out.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
It wasn't, to me, and I've said this before, it wasn't about the money or selling tickets or anything like that. I wanted to get We Got the Geeks' name out there.
You know what? Also to have fun.
And to have fun, too.
Like I said, with taking pictures today, everyone looked like they were having a great time. So.
For sure.
Yeah. So thanks to everyone who came out. We're hoping to do this again. So if anyone has any suggestions or critiques of what we could have done better today, let us know at wegotthegeek.com, correct?
Yes.
And just as a reminder, we do have a contest going on right now where if you go to the page and click like and write out the word Geronimo, you'll be entered to win a prize pack, which will include some comics and I believe an action figure or two. So that's pretty sweet.
So definitely come out and like our page, guys.
Thanks to everyone who's already liked it. We appreciate that.
Thanks to everybody who has, because we mentioned it at the event, like, go on our page and like it. But my phone just started buzzing like crazy in my pocket. I'm like, what is going on? I look, and it's like, woo,
right
on
your page. Yeah.
So that was awesome.
So I'm excited. I can't wait till the next one. We'll start planning perhaps a theme next time.
That'd be cool.
Theme of questions.
Yeah, we're thinking of maybe having themed trivia nights, even though this one was a theme of geek, which is such a general topic. So we were thinking, and I'll probably put a poll up on the Facebook page soon, but like what kind of themes would we maybe want to venture into? Alex had said like a Simpsons themed trivia night.
So just all Simpsons.
All Simpsons questions.
That'd be interesting.
Or something like Star Wars maybe, or...
So what, maybe even Firefly?
Probably not.
That is awesome. We must do that.
We want people to show up, Ryan.
Oh, wow.
But we were saying maybe a BBC-themed one. So Doctor Who and Sherlock and...
Misfits. Can't forget about Misfits.
Are they on BBC?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Because our guys are. The Inbetweeners aren't on BBC. No. We can have a British television night.
Yeah.
I suppose. But yeah, something like that, just to be even more narrowed down. I think the whole geek trivia thing was a great idea. Because a lot of the bars around here have trivia nights. We went to one at a school fundraiser, and it was fun. Like, it was a good time. But I think narrowing it down to just geek stuff, it's like, wow. And you go in there thinking you're a geek, and then it's like, wow, I know nothing about that fandom or something, you know? So hopefully this is the beginning of...
Many more.
Many, many more. Because this was fun.
It was a hoot. I had a blast. So we're going to start planning already, and perhaps we'll see you in a few months down the road.
Yeah. Definitely. Stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned, and thanks for your continued support, and keep listening to We Got the Geek, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.